unwavering faith amid the brutal facts. When Procter & Gamble invaded the paper-based consumer business in the late 1960s, Scott Paper, then the leader, simply resigned itself to second place without a fight and began looking for ways to diversify. The company had a meeting for analysts in 1971 that was one of the most depressing I've ever attended, said one analyst. Management essentially threw in the towel and said, "We've been had." The once proud company began to look at its competition and say, "Here's how we stack up against the best," and sigh, "Oh well, at least there are people in the business worse than we are." Instead of figuring out how to get back on the offensive and win, Scott just tried to protect what it had. Conceding the top end of the market to P&G, Scott hoped that, by hiding away in the B category, it would be left alone by the big monster that had invaded its turf. Kimberly-Clark, on the other hand, viewed competing against Procter & Gamble not as a liability, but as an asset. Darwin Smith and his team felt exhilarated by the idea of going up against the best, seeing it as an opportunity to make Kimberly-Clark better and stronger. They also viewed it as a way to stimulate the competitive juices of Kimberly people at all levels. At one internal gathering, Darwin Smith stood up and started his talk by saying, "Okay, I want everyone to rise in a moment of silence." Everyone looked around, wondering what Darwin was up to. Did someone die? And so, after a moment of confusion, they all stood up and stared at their shoes in reverent silence. After an appropriate pause, Smith looked out at the group and said in a somber tone, "That was a moment of silence for P&G. The place went bananas. Blair White, a director who witnessed the incident, said, "He had everyone wound up in this thing, all up and down the company, right down to the plant floor. We were taking on Goliath." Later, Wayne Sanders, Smith's successor, described to us the incredible benefit of competing against the best. "Could we have a better adversary than P&G? Not a chance. I say that because we respect them so much. They are bigger than we are. They are very talented. They are great at marketing. They beat the hell out of every one of their competitors, except one, Kimberly-Clark. That is one of the things that makes us so proud." Scott Paper's and Kimberly-Clark's differing reactions to P&G bring us to a vital point. In confronting the brutal facts, the good-to-great companies left themselves stronger and more resilient, not weaker and more dispirited. There is a sense of exhilaration that comes in facing head-on the hard truths and saying, "We will never give up. We will never capitulate. It might take a long time, but we will find a way to prevail." Robert Aders of Kroger summed this up nicely at the end of his interview, describing the psychology of the Kroger team as it faced the daunting 20-year task of methodically turning over the entire Kroger system. "There was a certain Churchillian character to what we were doing. We had a very strong will to live. The sense that we are Kroger. Kroger was here before and will be here long after we are gone, and by God, we are going to win this thing. It might take us 100 years, but we will persist for 100 years if that's what it takes."